Brother Band, Book 7, The Caldera, by John Flanagan. Read for you by John Keating. The heavy-set man came at Stieg with a rush. His arms were held out ahead of him, as if ready for an embrace. His fingers curled and ready to grip. He was taller than Stieg, and perhaps 12 kilograms heavier. His chest and upper body were thickly muscled. Stieg could see a light sheen of oil covering his arms, and he had time to think that this was not quite in the spirit of the contest. He braced himself, and their two bodies came together with a solid whoomp of flesh meeting flesh. If his attacker had hoped to drive the wind out of Stieg with the impact, his aim was thwarted. The young warrior had tensed his muscles, ready for the hit. He stepped back half a pace, but otherwise remained steady.
"Let him come to you," Thorn had told him. "See what he's got before you start."
What he had was not particularly skillful or unexpected. He wrapped his arms around Stieg's waist in a clumsy bear hug and, beginning to lean back, attempted to lift him off the ground so that he could apply pressure to the kidneys and lungs, as Stieg hung helpless in his embrace. But Stieg wasn't ready to be helpless, and he'd watched the man use this very tactic in a previous bout. As he felt the man's arms wrap around him and was drawn in tight against him, Stieg rammed his right hand, palm open, under the man's chin, locking his elbow tightly in a right angle and supporting his right arm with his left hand. The arm formed a rigid, unyielding barrier against the man's attempts to lift Stieg's feet off the sand of the arena. In effect, as long as Stieg could keep his right arm locked, the man was trying to lift himself off the ground along with his opponent. The larger man grunted with the effort, trying to twist his chin away from Stieg's iron grip. But Stieg maintained the pressure, and his opponent was caught in a stalemate. The more he heaved and strained, the more he exhausted himself. Yet he lacked the imagination or speed of thought to change the tactic. It had always worked for him before. It should work for him now. Except in previous bouts, his opponents hadn't been ready for the hold, and if they were, they had no effective counter to it. The man tried to gather his strength for one last superhuman effort to lift his rock-steady opponent off the ground. As he did so, he inadvertently released the pressure of his bear hug, expecting to resume it with even greater force. But Stieg felt the momentary easing of pressure. In fact, he'd been expecting it. As the grip around his waist weakened, he released his hold on the other man's chin and spun in his grip so that his back was to him. He rammed his backside into the man's lower body to gain a little room, felt the hug release even further, then hurled himself backward, taking his opponent with him as they crashed to the sand. Stieg on top, the force of the fall driving the breath from the bigger man's lungs with an explosive gasp.